preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, he can. As you are out there, folks, great members of our audience here at the Trump Phenomenon and more generally at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. I'm up in North Dakota. Republic Broadcasting's down in Austin, Texas. And you are wherever you are. You can beam yourself into the show at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And what I want to...
You're in the Dominion of Canada.
Ah, there's Paul. Good. I couldn't see you on the screen, Paul. So thank you for chiming in. And folks, I've got a piece of genius I want to start the show with today, not my genius, the genius of Tucker Carlson and Joe DiGenova. It is simply poetry and thinking, 8 minutes of it. Let me just play a little of it for you now. For months and months, we've been talking about Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. And actually, now I'll tell you what, kind of some one of the listeners called me. If you're out there, listener, you know who you are when I say this. I won't name names, but, you know, that's a very catchy phrase, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. And you'll laugh at this, Paul. There are some big-time broadcasters out there who have listened to this show because they have called Rodney Rodenstein. It's a slip of the tongue, but they've heard me say that. I mean, unless there's someone else doing it. And so some big-time broadcasters have referred to the rat as Rodenstein. And so kind of confirms, and that's why the listener called in. He said, hey, Kelso, this guy and that guy, they're listening to the show. Because it's a very original phrase, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Rodney the Rat tonight to start. And it's extremely important. I've tried to explain how important it is, but I haven't explained as brilliantly as Tucker Carlson does. And so let's listen to Tucker Carlson, who actually, even he himself says, I was ambivalent about Rodney Rodenstein until today, until the rat really revealed himself today. So let's listen. This is short. You're going to love it. Brilliance from Tucker Carlson. Brilliance from Joe DeGeneva. And let's go to it right now. Let me. I promise you, it's only 8 minutes long, the whole thing, and we may not play the whole thing, so we can do this all in the show. Let's get. Let me get to the beginning here. And here comes Tucker Carlson. And he's gonna. I'll give him a little boost here, a little electrical stimulation to his voice. There we go. There we go. There's a. Now you're gonna hear him. Like I say, folks, this is live radio, and if you can't tell, well, you're not listening. Okay, here it comes.
Battle between Congress and the Department of Justice. A group of congressional Republicans is demanding that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, release a series of documents related to the Russia investigation. They say they plan to impeach Rosenstein if he doesn't turn over the information. So far, Rosenstein has defiantly refused to do that. Now, before you tune this out as yet another partisan arcane debate, the kind that Washington specializes in, here are the details, because it's not that. There's a lot at stake here, far beyond the short-term political advantage of either party. The Russia investigation, as you know, has completely dominated the business of government since the day Trump took office. It's all anyone in Washington can talk or think about, never mind the potential wars on the horizon in Asia or the Middle East, where the fact our own economy and culture are changing faster than anyone can understand or digest. In D.C., only the Mueller investigation matters. So you may wonder, what is the Mueller investigation? What is it about? What exactly is Mueller investigating? Turns out, almost nobody knows, except Rod Rosenstein. He knows, but he won't tell Congress. Last summer, Rosenstein wrote a memo detailing the scope of the independent counsel investigation. Key portions of that memo remain hidden from view. Congress would like to see them and has every right to see them. Our Constitution requires our elected representatives to supervise the Department of Justice. Why is that? Well, so that bureaucrats with massive law enforcement and surveillance powers remain accountable to voters. We give them guns, let them arrest us, send us to prison, allow them to break into our private email accounts, tap our phones. They have a lot of power. In return, they promise not to misuse that power. If there's any question about their honesty, we get to check. That's what transparency is. Government bureaucrats hate transparency. They'd rather do their work in secret. Secrecy is the shield that protects them from our scrutiny. And not just in this case. Consider the House Intelligence Committee investigation into Russian collusion. It was just completed. It took a year to complete. The final report ran to 253 pages. Yet the rest of us couldn't really read it because key facts were missing. Just how many Trump associates did the Obama administration spy on during the 2016 campaign? It would be nice to know that. Sorry, it's redacted. Is there any actual proof that the Russian government directed hacking of the DNC and John Podesta's Gmail account? Well, if there is, that's been redacted too. Or how about this? The report says that the FBI agents who interviewed Mike Flynn didn't believe he was lying. But wait. Mike Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to those agents, and his life was destroyed as a result. He just sold his house to raise money for his legal defense. So what's going on here? Well, we don't know. That information was redacted. Why were all these redactions made? We don't even know that. We asked. No one would tell us. And then there's the FISA application to spy on Trump campaign aide Carter Page. That hasn't been released either, even though we now have ample reason to believe the application may have been fundamentally illegitimate, based heavily on discredited partisan hearsay, the Steele dossier. Jim Comey denies this, of course. He's denied it repeatedly on his book tour. Just the other day, he noted, smiling faintly as he said it, that there's no way to check, really, because it's classified. The joke is on us, except it's not funny. Almost nobody trusts the government anymore, and that's one subject that both sides can agree on. There's only one way to fix that: sunlight. Stop hiding, stop lying, tell us what's really going on. Rod Rosenstein has no intention of doing any of that. In an interview today at the museum, Rosenstein compared demands for greater transparency from Congress to a mafia shakedown. Watch.
There have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law. And any kind of threats that anybody makes are not going to affect the way we do our job.
Little victim. Extorted? How about accountable? Nobody elected Rod Rosenstein to anything or any of these people. They work for us, supposedly on our behalf. When they won't explain what they're doing or why they're doing it, it is a sure sign, always and everywhere, that they have begun to work against us. That's what it means. Joe DeGeneva is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us now.
Now, let me pause right there. We're more than halfway through it, folks. This is sheer genius. You heard a brilliant encapsulation of what's going on. It gets better. Joe DeGeneva is even more hard-hitting and concise. So in the next 3.5 minutes, you are going to hear Joe DeGeneva drive all the nails necessary into the coffin. Listen to this.
It's hard to believe that just happened, that Rod Rosenstein, about whom I was ambivalent until today, would get out there and attack the Congress, which has constitutional oversight over his department, as mafia members, in effect, for asking for what the Constitution demands they have, which is oversight.
The Deputy Attorney General today disqualified himself from continued service in the Department of Justice.
Paul, you can hear it coming. In a moment, Joe DeGeneva will tell you how he really feels, folks. Did you hear that opening sentence today? Rod the Rat Rosenstein disqualified himself for further service. Listen in.
Jeff Sessions now has an absolute responsibility to call him into his office, berate him for saying that constitutional oversight is extortion. That statement by a constitutional officer like Rod Rosenstein is disgraceful. It's an embarrassment to the department, but it is of a pattern of what Mr. Rosenstein has done there since he arrived. He is a careerist. He believes that the department can do no wrong and that he is going to resist calls for more information. When you realize that he appointed a special counsel, Robert Mueller, someone that he's very close to and who was very close to James Comey, to investigate no crime and put this country through 15 going on 16 months of interruption of a new president, that tells you something about Rod Rosenstein.
I'll interrupt again there, folks. You have to take a breath to absorb all that you just heard. And it's a lot. And there's you can't see Joe DeGeneva's face here, folks, but it's pretty red. He's pretty angry. He's very angry. He's hardly able to contain his fury at Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. And I like, you know, Paul, it's, you know, we've been hammering on this point that Rodney the Rat is the key for a long time. And even Tucker Carlson says, I didn't really get it until today, that this guy really is Rodney the Rat. Now, he didn't say that, but the it's really coming together for everybody. And Carlson explains it so much more brilliantly than I can, and DeGeneva also. Here he comes, some more.
He is resisting all of this because he created the original sin, an investigation of no crime.
I'm just confused, though. I mean, Rod Rosenstein has a gun. He has the power to arrest you or me. Lying to him is a felony. He has a lot of power. Where does he think that power comes from, if not from the Congress and the voters who elected those members of Congress?
When you are as arrogant and as deep in the belief that you have been given a duty to do whatever you think is right for the country, and when you hate the president of the United States, as I am now convinced Mr. Rosenstein does, then you believe you can do anything. And when the attorney general...
Just because God made you all powerful or something? Like, where, do they not understand where the power comes from? Voters. That's the only place it comes from.
He does not understand it because as a careerist and someone who has never left government for a minute to speak of any note, government is all he knows. And for him, the most important thing is the next job. And I can assure you the one thing he doesn't want to happen is to be held in contempt or to be impeached, because he believes himself to be something very, very special, an unaccountable bureaucrat.
So the DOJ, and there are some great people who work there. And
yes,
I know
are.
Some of them.
Yes.
And I spoke to one of them today and said, why not? Why doesn't the Congress, why doesn't the public have a right to know what this is about? And this person said, well, it's an ongoing investigation. And I guess my argument would be the public's need to know what this is about supersedes that. But tell me your view.
The answer is, it's not an ongoing investigation. There is no crime. They've already conceded that the president is not a target. They're asking those 49 questions that they want to ask the president, and maybe even with a grand jury subpoena, because they want to impeach the president. This has nothing to do with a criminal investigation. Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. He's conspired with no one. The reason they are threatening a subpoena, well, go ahead, please issue the subpoena, because it will be an unconstitutional subpoena, an illegal subpoena, because there is no authority under federal law to issue a subpoena to a president of the United States to get testimony from him so it can be used in an impeachment proceeding. That use of the grand jury is illegal, absolutely illegal.
This may be a debate that continues. I have the feeling. Joe DiGenova, thank you for that perspective. I appreciate it.
That was massive, folks. That was massive. I mean, it's all right there. And is it worth all the time that we've devoted to this and the detail? Yes, it is. Because Donald Trump has been hogtied for over 15 months by this deep state sabotage effort led by, you know, you got to sniff out, you know, put the dogs on it. Let them sniff out the malefactor here. It's Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. He's the guy. He's the guy who has somehow intimidated Jeff Sessions. He's the guy who thinks he, you know, he runs the world. And he, you know, Paul, he must have some, his machine inside of the Department of Justice must be so complete and so all-powerful that he can, he can have that kind of swagger and contempt for all of the rest of us. Contempt for Congress. Contempt for, you know, half a dozen committees of the House and Senate. He just thumbs his nose at them. And the good news we had yesterday and in a previous show was that these House committees, led by these great people like Jim Jordan, they have now written up articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I too wondered, and I think you mentioned this before, James, that does Rosenstein have something on Jeff Sessions? Because this guy is a careerist, and is it right out of control?
Yes, and Tucker Carlson makes the point. You know, he's speaking. He's putting it in a form of a metaphor. You know, they have guns. You know, they can kick in your door. They can throw you in jail. Lying to, or not even lying, speaking, what do they say? It's worse than lying. It's just simply speaking incorrectly to Rod Rosenstein is a crime. It's a felony. If you misremember an event, and they engage you in what they call a perjury trap, a process crime. We're all learning a new phrase here, or I am anyway. I was unaware of this. It's called the process crime, where a person who's done nothing wrong at all is caused by the process to go to jail. We'll talk about that right after this break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the gray.
We're back. Let's listen to a little bit of this. This is Rod Rosenstein was before House committees today. He was this amazing statement that he's made, that exercising oversight is extortion. Listen to what Jason Chaffetz, who is formerly the chairman of one of these committees, a congressman from Utah, who did not run for re-election. Jason Chaffetz, listen to what he has to say today. I mean, this is an astonishing moment, folks.
Good. This is all this battle over documents going back and forth. I mean, you had a lot of these battles.
Hey, you can tell why we're having a problem, because Rod Rosenstein doesn't understand the Constitution, doesn't understand his role. In the Constitution, you can impeach a civil officer. That's embedded in the Constitution. For him to say that Congress is going to extort him by exercising their constitutional responsibility means to me he needs to go brush up on the Constitution.
Well, he's saying the Department of Justice will not be open to extortion.
No, they don't want to provide the documents. This deep state doesn't want to be exposed. They don't want to turn over the documents. The Oversight Committee was founded in 1814. There is case law throughout that says, yes, they will provide those documents. Congress created the Department of Justice. Congress funds the Department of Justice. Congress represents the American people. So when he thumbs his nose at Congress, he's thumbing it at the American people. They don't want to be exposed on a closed case.
There you have it. There's Jason Chaffetz explaining it. And, of course, Chaffetz, I think he would agree, Paul, with this thought. It's not that Rod Rosenstein doesn't understand the Constitution. No, it's much worse than that. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. That's the situation. And he is
just colossal arrogance. They, you know, these people have been in power far too long.
Yes. And so
and
the election.
I forget who said it, but he's a career civil servant. He's never worked outside of of government, and he's just basically just protecting his butt in the hopes of his next step onward.
And he's also a guilty party, so he's. He's a criminal in this whole conspiracy. Rod Rosenstein is one of the criminals. He is one of the people who filed the false FISA warrant applications, knowingly filing a false application to a secret court federal judge. That is a big, fat crime. And his crimes are many. And he is covering himself, he's covering his buddy James Comey, his buddy Robert Mueller, his buddy Andrew McCabe, his buddies Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. This is a racketeering-influenced, corrupt organization. That's what the Justice Department at the top and the FBI at the top have become. And they are not rooted out yet. The rats are still in there. And Donald Trump, you know, this has to be, well, it would be wise for us to understand that Donald Trump is, look what he ran into. Look what he was handed when he won the presidency. Now, you just heard Joe DiGenova. Now, Donald Trump tried to hire Joe DiGenova and his wife, Victoria Tensing, two brilliant attorneys, who would have been wonderful on the Trump team, but there were impediments, impediments with clients, and simply a conflict of interest, perhaps with clients, to serve on the Trump staff right now. Something entirely innocent, but enough to make it awkward right now to take that job. But DiGenova is doing the job outside of the White House. Donald Trump, my point being this, when Donald Trump was elected to the presidency, folks, he was not one of the most brilliant attorneys in the world like Joe DiGenova. So Donald Trump is like you and like me, folks. He doesn't necessarily know that it's utterly unconstitutional, of Robert Mueller to threaten a subpoena of the president, drag him before a grand jury for more than 12 hours of being interrogated, grilled, the third degree, to the president of the United States. Who the hell is Robert Mueller? He's just an employee of the Justice Department, not elected by anybody. He was given a specific assignment: investigate impartially a charge that the Trump administration colluded, which is not a crime, with the Russian government on matters concerning the election. Well, we'll pick it up right there. And who the hell is Robert Mueller? Because, folks, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty as the gloves come off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway.
We're back, folks.
In my way.
And who the hell is Robert Mueller? We're asking. And radio host Michael Savage has an answer. He's today's version of Lavrenti Beria. That's who he is. And Beria is famous as being a henchman for Joseph Stalin, as head of the NKVD, the KGB, and the GUGB. It had different names. He was famous for the quote, "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime." And that's what Robert Mueller is doing. When he kicked in the door of Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's personal attorney, with no cause, absolutely no cause. There was nothing that Michael Cohen was not cooperating with. There was no request with which he was not cooperating, nor Donald Trump. What Robert the Weasel Mueller wanted to do was break into this man's office, apartment, and home, grab his files, and then Now we have the crime. Somewhere in there is going to be the crime. That's exactly what was done. And I said on the day this occurred, I should have written down the day. The day they kicked in Michael Cohen's door, and it matters not that they kicked in or didn't kick in the door. A no-knock search warrant at 4 in the morning or some other such hour as this was, a no-knock while you're in bed. Folks, if you don't open the door, they do kick it in. So it is tantamount to kicking the door off its hinges. Anybody who's an attorney knows that. If you don't open the door, it will be kicked in by these goon squads. Three different goon squads simultaneously going to all of Michael Cohen's addresses. And I said on that day, this can be memorialized and remembered by all of us. However this goes down in history, folks, if, you know, for a good outcome or a horrible outcome as National Police State Day. Because that's what that is. That's Lavrenti Beria. And Beria lived, where did he live? He's the guy who wrote up the order for the execution of about 15,000 Polish officers and another 10,000 leading intellectuals of Poland. At Katyn Forest, he lived. He was born, born in 1899. Lavrenti Pavlovich Beria, and died in 1953 at the age of 54 in Moscow. And ethnically, what was Beria? He was from the Mingrelian subethnic group of Georgians. Remember, Stalin was a Georgian and grew up in a Georgian Orthodox family. Beria's mother, Jakeli, was also that. And his father, Pavel Kukayevich Beria, from Abkhazia. But so it gives us some idea of who he was ethnically. But this guy was an absolute killer who routinely would execute tens of thousands of people. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. So that's what's going on right now. And here's what I read yesterday. Donald Trump, here's what's happening around the White House now. A number of people have said this. That Donald Trump will gnash his teeth about 20 times a day about this police state action against his personal attorney. This really bothers Donald Trump. And you'll notice there's a new tone from Donald Trump in dealing with Mueller. You'll notice that today he fired Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb is the sort of... Ty Cobb has for over a year been saying the Mueller investigation is no big deal. I'm not mischaracterizing what he says. It's no big deal. It's going to be over soon, maybe next week. He said that about 10 times. We're cooperating fully, and that's the right way to go. Ty Cobb didn't get it. He really missed the boat on this and was misadvising President Trump that you need to go along with this guy, cooperate with this guy. Ty Cobb didn't get it. How nasty this Lavrenti Beria. How about that? Let's call him Robert Lavrenti Mueller. Maybe someone in the audience can come up with a way of combining Lavrenti Beria's name. How about Beria Bob, Paul? Beria Bob Mueller. I like that. So let's see if that is picked up out there on the internet. Beria Bob Mueller. I like that. And Ty Cobb didn't get it. But Beria Bob is not an honorable man. He is not a professional. Even Rudy Giuliani, who I admire so much, he was just hired by Donald Trump. He said in the last 24 hours that Bob Mueller displays the utmost professionalism. BS! The utmost professionalism? Now, I'll excuse Robert Giuliani for saying that. I'll excuse him for saying that because He's got to deal with this monster. So when you're dealing with a monster, you might say something like that. He's a real professional or something. It's just a tactical move to deal with this very nasty, dangerous person. But the point is this. Donald Trump has been hamstrung, hogtied for 15 plus months. I meant Rudy Giuliani. I've got Bob Beria on my mind here, on my brain. The presidency has been attacked. And I like what Joe DiGenova said. When Rodney the Rat Rodenstein thumbs his nose at you, as he's doing, he's attacking you. He's attacking our country. It's not a matter of not understanding the Constitution. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. His mentality is more close to that of Lavrenti Beria. What the law says is meaningless. Remember, as a head of a Justice Department, and he effectively is the head now of the Justice Department, with Jeff, the Boy Scout, Naive Sessions, having basically absented himself from his executive role, Rodney the Rat is in charge of enforcing the law. But he doesn't give a rat's ass what the law is, which is the Constitution, which specifically provides for oversight. Congress created the Justice Department, funds the Justice Department every year, and thoroughly, as the representative of the people, has the responsibility to oversee that the Justice Department, people running around with guns kicking in doors, are not violating our rights. So I love, Paul, what I just heard from Joe DiGenova. Jeff Sessions, get your ass in gear. You need to get, and I like what DiGenova said, this appearance today disqualifies Rodney the Rat from any further service in the United States government. Period. End of story. Jeff Sessions, do you get it? Joe DiGenova said it. That's the truth. And Jeff Sessions, if Jeff Sessions doesn't get it, now, by the way, here's another thing, folks, that we patriots out here need to do. This is how they've hogtied Donald Trump. The right thing for Donald Trump to do, in a fair world, would be to fire Jeff Sessions right now. But he can't do that. And to fire Rodney the Rat right now. But he can't do that. Why? Because the deep state will go, see, we told you so. He's obstructing justice. We're getting so close to his crimes now. He's firing us. And you would hear it nonstop. The Joe Scarboroughs of the world would be nonstop, wall to wall. So Trump has stopped from doing it. And in fact, they'd even charge him with that as a crime. That's what he's doing now. Beria Bob is actually now, in effect, charging Donald Trump with obstruction of justice for having exercised his presidential authority to fire James Comey. And if anybody ever deserved to be fired, it was James Comey. So here's where we come in, folks. We need to build public pressure. Jeff Sessions, resign. Knows it's pretty hard for Donald Trump to fire him. So we need to put the pressure on Jeff Sessions. Resign. Resign, Jeff Sessions. Don't put Donald Trump in this terrible position where he has to fire you or he has to endure this nonstop attack. How many years will this go on? 7 more years? 8 years of our country being the one of the attorneys who was working for Trump said Rosenstein and Mueller are screwing with the presidency. They're screwing it up. They're attacking the presidency and you. So Jeff Sessions, you need to resign because you're not, whatever has happened to you, you're not up to the job. You're compromised. Something's wrong. Donald Trump needs to fire you. He can't. So you have to do the only honorable thing, and we will respect you. Jeff Sessions, if you want any respect from the American people, resign. If you don't, you will be hated by patriots.
I wanted to say a few minutes ago about the raid on Donald Trump's lawyer, Mr. Cohen. That sort of high-impact raid, 4 in the morning, a raid to boot your door down, for somebody of this lawyer's stature, is outrageous. He's not about to flee out the window and skedaddle down bed sheets. This is the sort of raid that they conduct in totalitarian states. In fact, it used to be said in Russia. In fact, I know of somebody like this. They cannot sleep at night. They can only sleep during the daytime because they spent years in terror in the wee small hours of the morning that there would be a raid, because that's when the police would always raid. They'd knock down your door and haul you away, and your neighbors would be getting up bleary-eyed and thanking God it was not them this time. This is bringing very, very evil and foreign and dictatorial ways to the United States. On that alone, the Rodenstein should resign.
Yes, and Jeff Sessions. And now look at this, folks. Look at what you've got here. Look at the magnitude of this. This is not some small thing. This is huge. You have a couple deep state operatives. Barry a Bob Mueller. I have to remember that. Folks, if I forget it, callers, remind me. Barry a Bob Mueller, because that's it. Michael Savage nailed it like a year ago or whatever, some time ago. Michael Savage correctly said he was talking about the Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, who worked briefly for Donald Trump, his door was kicked in at 4 in the morning, while he's in bed, probably with his wife. Imagine that. Men in black suits and battle gear coming in the middle of the night into your bedroom. If you've got a gun by your bedside or something, imagine how ugly that could get. Who are these guys? What's going on here? The Savage got it right. Barry a Bob and Rodenstein the Rat are asserting themselves as senior to the President of the United States. And that's why Joe DiGenova, who knows what he's talking about, this man knows. And Donald Trump needs to, avail himself of the wisdom of this man who knows the law much better than any of us, including Donald Trump, can know the law. This is utterly illegal, utterly unconstitutional. What Mueller is doing is criminal. He is a criminal. He's not an utmost professional. He's a criminal who's acting, committing crimes against all of us, against every good American, against our Constitution, against our nation. He is part of a criminal cabal that took over our government. They are unwilling to exit. And see, the implication, when we elected Donald Trump, the implication was he would bring in his own administration. They're not going to let him do that willingly. They're going to have to be frog marched out of there. Barry a Bob, Rodney the Rat, Rodenstein are going to have to be frog marched out of their offices. They will not go willingly. And we need to put the pressure on as the people. There's a limit to what Donald Trump himself personally can do. We need to bring up the heat, turn up the burners, and get the pressure on Jeff Sessions. Now, if Jeff Sessions resigns, Donald Trump can appoint somebody like Joe DiGenova to be our attorney general. Can you imagine that? That would be like dying and going to heaven, to have Joe DiGenova as our attorney general. That's what we need. And do you know how long it would take Joe DiGenova to handle Rodney the Rat Rodenstein? I'll bet you you could look at your watch, and within 5 minutes of DiGenova's appointment, Rodney the Rat would be, frog marched out of the building. So that's what we need, folks, and that backup. And I started this show with Tucker Carlson. Let me see how we've got just a little bit of time left. I started the show with Tucker Carlson. Brilliant, brilliant analysis of this whole matter. Joe DiGenova saying it all. And let me just see if I can just play another second of that, because that was so brilliant. Here it is. I'll just play a little bit of it back to you to remind you this is where we began. This is so incisive.
Rats privately and publicly against me for quite some time. And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law. And any kind of threats that anybody makes are not going to affect the way we do our job.
Little victim. Extorted? How about accountable? Nobody elected Rod Rosenstein to anything or any of these people. They work for us, supposedly on our behalf. When they won't explain what they're doing or why they're doing it, it is a sure sign, always and everywhere, that they have begun to work against us. That's what it means. Joe DeGeneva is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us now. It's hard to believe that just happened, that Rod Rosenstein, about whom I was ambivalent until today, would get out there and attack the Congress, which has constitutional oversight over his department, as mafia members, in effect, for asking for what the Constitution demands they have, which is oversight.
The Deputy Attorney General today disqualified himself from continued service in the Department of Justice.
That's it, folks. Got a break? One more little segment, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, with my apologies, the engineer just told me I've missed the callers as they're coming in. Alan in South Carolina, Chris in Las Vegas, Pat in Texas, and Fred in the great state of Michigan, where Donald Trump just appeared most brilliantly on Saturday. Let's start in order here and quickly go through you, gentlemen. I apologize for the shortness of time. Alan in South Carolina, a brief statement. What's on your mind?
Well, James, I know that you all must be right about this subpoena business, because when I came into the NBC News tonight, they were busy doing damage control. They
yes.
were talking about how it's nothing new. Even Thomas Jefferson had been subpoenaed. Maybe FDR as well, and of course Richard Nixon, and then Bill Clinton. But Donald Trump was carrying us into uncharted territory, so to speak, and whatever he did.
Well, but see, Joe DiGenova made it clear. Robert Mueller is investigating no crime. Rodney the Rat Rosenstein appointed a special counsel to investigate no crime. You can't do that legally. And you can't make a special counsel who is merely, he's merely an employee of the Justice Department. He is not senior to the President of the United States, who we elected to defend our country against nuclear threats, to sustain our economy, to protect our rights. This is our president. Who the hell is Bob Beria Mueller? Get this guy out of Washington and get the levers of power out of his pinko hands. So, yes, Alan, there are. And I'll tell you what, this guy, Chris Cuomo, he's on to this because when he was interviewing Sarah Sanders, he said, can I get from you a promise that the president will not fire Robert Mueller or Rod Rosenstein? They understand that they need Mueller and Rosenstein are the point men for the left. They are the point men for the deep state. So Chris Cuomo, who is one of the most disgusting left wingers in the media on CNN, he understands they've got to keep Mueller in there. They've got to keep Rodney the Rat in there. Because the goal is what? Impeach Trump. Get rid of Trump. Ditch Trump. Anything to sabotage Trump. Destroy his presidency by simply hog-tying him for as many years as you can. That's exactly what they're doing. Alan, thank you very much for your call.
Well, thanks. And, I believe they must be really worried, too, though. So keep it up.
Yeah, and they're worried about us, Alan, because we're on the march. The Patriots are on the march. We're not going to take this. Chris in Las Vegas, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, James. Thanks for having me on. I want to compliment you on bringing up Lavrenti Beria. He's also the former head of the KGB, and he wrote a pamphlet called Brainwashing from an Extrapolation of Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F, is psychopolitical warfare. This is exactly what they're carrying out against Trump's Cohen, the attorney, and also against the other one you mentioned, the before Manafort. This is psychopolitical warfare, where you terrorize people from talking or try to compromise them to give up information they're searching for or to invent answers to comply with the ones they're demanding to frame the blame on the victim.
Absolutely. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. A police state, folks. Pat in Texas, my apology, I missed your call. You've got a rain check. Paul, thank you. Thank you all, callers and listeners. We'll see you again tomorrow night. So long for now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.